For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Recently in Vancouver, I got a chance to talk with Reverend Chris Bennett, the husband of medical marijuana refugee Renee Bogier.
Tell us about your shop here. Tell us about your presence here in Vancouver.
Well, this is a shop started by my wife, Renee Bogier, the urban shaman that specializes in shamanic visionary plants, things like Peruvian torch cactus, Hawaiian baby woodrose seed, Salvia divinorum, as well as powerful aphrodisiacs like yohimbe and katuba bark, and all sorts of exotic plants that are from around the world. You know, our feeling is that humanity has an indigenous right to all the plants of the earth, and no government or religion has any right to forbid the use of any plant, and that to do so would be denying humanity of a natural indigenous relationship with nature. And we celebrate that. You know.
There's a gentleman in the U.S., I think his name is Ron Kaczynski, who currently has a suit headed to the Supreme Court about our rights to grow every seed created by God. Your thoughts on that?
I've been following Ron in his trip down there for a long time, a good decade or so, and he's a great activist. I agree 100% with what he's doing. I've only seen little bits about it here and there, but I fully support the ideals that he's holding there.
Now, you and I have had experiences, have come across knowledge which leads us to believe that these plants in some cases have sacramental religious uses. Your thoughts on there? So you've written some books in this regard.
Yeah, I wrote a couple of books. One that came out in 1995, Green Gold, The Tree of Life, Marijuana and Magic and Religion, and another one that came out in 2001, Sex, Drugs, Violence in the Bible. And they were following historical references to cannabis in a number of cultures and religions. The first one dealt with ancient Assyria, Babylonia, China, India, Africa, and different places where people have naturally recognized cannabis as a sacrament. I'd say it's like the perennial religion, the natural religion. And when you begin to really research this matter, you find out that many of the world's most prominent religions have their inception in cannabis-related revelations of ancient shamans and whatnot. And I include in that group Hinduism, Zoroastrianism, and even Judaism and Christianity.
If you'd like to hear more of this interview with Chris Bennett, I urge you to visit our website, which is drugtruth.net, and click on the Century of Lies program. And if you'd like to hear about the exit strategy from the War on Drugs conference that was held in Seattle, click on the Cultural Baggage show. There is no truth, justice, or logic involved in this drug war. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.